This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
We need wake-up call listeners for this one. 766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. What is the most you've spent on something that was totally stupid? Like the dumbest thing and the most expensive thing that you spent money on? We want your calls at 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. This comes up because a rare Star Wars figure was auctioned over $500,000 last week.
Oh my God, which one was it?
Boba Fett.
Boba
Fett? I'm not a Star Wars guy, man. I'm sorry. Boba Fett. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it the one where you can shoot the thing?
It is, yes. And so only about 100 of these figures are known to be in existence.
And it was like a character that everybody was obsessed with.
Someone bought it for $500,000. When it was previously put up for auction, it sold for only $112,000.
Wow.
So over the handful of years since then, it's you know, quadrupled in value.
That's one of the rare instances where something actually was worth it, I think, to buy a dumb thing. I have bought so many. We've all bought dumb things. And mine, I have a theory it will appreciate. It's not why I bought it at the time, but I bought a pair of Vans when they released their Toy Story line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was the ones that look like Woody. By the way, if anybody is interested in buying these very highly collectible shoes, they've never been worn. They're size 11 and a half, which is a very hard size to get. They're still in the original box, and I've seen it online for $300. I have posted it many times for that amount and haven't gotten a single offer.
You didn't buy them, though, so that you could have them appreciated.
No,
value.
I bought them because I thought I was going to wear them.
And they look silly on
and
you.
And they were stupid and ugly. So I never wore them.
I told him they were.
No one's talking to you.
Sorry.
Didn't you buy a magic bra?
That was Genie bra.
Genie bra.
Genie bra.
I got perfect egg maker. I got perfect pancake maker.
What did Genie bra do?
It did absolutely nothing, and I returned it.
Didn't even grant you three wishes.
It was supposed to give me just a seamless. All it did was make my boobs look saggy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's not what I wished for, Genie bra.
That's your money maker.
Right.
I ended up buying a $200 pair of Italian leather boots that I was kind of like conned into. I was like, I was doing some photo shoot or something, and they were like, and these boots look great. I tried them on. I was like, these actually look pretty good. If I put them with nice pants, like these will look good. Well, I ended up buying them and wearing them only twice because they hurt my feet.
Do you still have them?
No, that was many moves ago.
Oh, what'd you do? Donate them?
I don't know where they are. I don't know what happened to them.
I put this up on Facebook, and our listeners are just like us, and they buy a lot of dumb stuff. Cynthia spent $300 on an air hockey table, but when she turned it on, the smell that came out of the holes made her throw up, so she stopped using it after 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Andrea spent $2,700 on an encyclopedia. In 2001.
Oh, wow.
We had the internet then.
Jen, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's the most you ever spent on something dumb?
Me and my girlfriend were drinking out in Tahoe, and I found the statue of a hamburger, and it had, like, diamonds all over it. And it was $4,200.
Oh, my God!
Wait, did you get it?
Yeah, I bought it.
So you have a fancy hamburger statue?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Where is it?
Hidden in my garage so no one sees it.
What?
You should put it in as soon as somebody walks into your house, they should see it.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389.
Ashley said she spent $170 on an Ed Hardy sweater. She wrote in parentheses, right?
Oh, my God. Do you remember when everybody was buying Ed Hardy stuff for a stupid amount of money?
Yes.
And it looked so bad.
Yes. So bad. Ugh. And those jeans were, it always looked like somebody sat in Ed Hardy.
Right.
I really thought that that was going to end with you saying that you had Ed Hardy
No. I drew the line. I was even living in Vegas at the time, and I knew how to draw the line.
Ed Hardy's not Italian.
Oh, right.
Okay, so this one was my favorite one. This is Caitlin, and she put two things. One, she spent $20 on a potato with a picture of her face hodgepodged onto it. And the second one was she spent $50 on a picture of her dog reimagined as an Elizabethan princess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.